Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
I have one. I have a question. Why is it so hard to get you?
What do you mean, sir?
Were you just working with the guy that sounds kind of crazy? Because I feel like this is all a scam and y'all taking my money. And I asked for to cancel it because I didn't order nothing today. He sent me something back saying that I'll purchase something today, which I didn't. So I know it's a scam now. So I really need to know what's going on, and I need my money back.
Okay, so let's see here. I do see that it was for a dash cam, which originally was started out as the shipping and handling charge of the $7.45. And then whenever the customer submits for the order, they also would be automatically enrolled into our Gadget website, which is a monthly membership.
I wasn't aware of none of that because it was on a little deal thing that I was trying to get something else. That's why I ended up getting a dash cam because I didn't need the dash cam. And the dash cam is worth nothing, to be honest, because if the instructions have more buttons on it than the dash cam. But I took that as a loss, but I'm not taking this $50 a day as a loss because I already paid and got the dash cam already.
Yes, sir. I do see that the charge for February has been voided, but for the charge for January, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
The other guy was just going to give me the whole thing back. Now you offer me 35%?
We can offer you a customer courtesy refund for 50%, sir.
He was going to give me 100%. So, why do we got a debate with my money?
So whenever the customer places the order, they would have had to check a box that stated that they were over the age of 18 and that they understood that they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
This is a big scam because at the same time, it was for a deal, and I did that to get something else. It wasn't for your website.
So the highest of the refunds that we can offer you is 50%, sir.
So basically you want to take my money, right? So what company is this and what's your name?
We are a third party call center, sir. We just answer the call.
Y'all have a name. It ain't no such thing as a third party. What is the name of your company?
We're just a third party call center, sir. The vendor's name is on the bank statement.
What's your vendor's name?
It's on your bank statement, sir.
What's your vendor's name?
It's on the bank statement,
know?
Sir.
Because it sounds like a third. It sounds like this is a call coming from a third party call. So this is what the call sounds like. So why can't I get my refund if y'all charge me for nothing? And then it said avoid my purchase today, but I didn't purchase anything today. So I don't understand why you can't tell me what's your lender's name.
The vendor's name is on the bank statement, sir. We service over 2,000 different online vendors, and we sell over 1,500 products. That's why we say that the vendor's name is on the bank statement, sir.
So is my account canceled?
Yes, so the account has been canceled, yes, sir. But we can offer you the 50% refund for the month of January, sir.
50% for the month of January.
And you're getting the full four for February.
I'm getting the what?
You're getting the full refund for February, and we can offer you the 50% refund for the month of January.
Okay. So when would that hit my account?
In 3 to 5 business days.
In 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, sir.
So basically you're telling me I'm getting back 75 instead of 100, right?
It would be 50%, sir.
You said 50% for January and all of February.
Yes, sir. So just about that amount, sir.
So man, I know this bullshit because you're supposed to be looking at it right now. You
we
take me
cannot
as a
look.
joke
We
or
cannot
what?
look. We cannot look at the full account. So we have to go through one
He just
account
told me
at a
what I. He
time.
just told me what I paid. He just told me what I paid. It's supposed to be in front of you, and it seemed like we're not getting no. It can't be a real business. So why can't I get my a full refund?
If you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, sir, then by extension, you've also agreed to these.
To who? Because you're getting unprofessional, so I know this can't be real. But say it again.
If you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, then by extension, you've also agreed to these.
And what are these?
You would have had to check a box that stated that you were over the age of 18 and that you understood the terms
I'm not okay.
and the privacy
I'm
policy
still.
Before you could complete the order. You would not have been able to receive the product until that box was checked.
So basically, what's your name? Because if I don't in 3 business days, I'm going to call back for you. What's your name?
It's Ivy.
Ivy? I hope this is a real thing, Miss Ivy, because I don't want to give you a hard time, but you know, like, I just can't take, you know what I'm saying, people just taking my money for no reason. But at the same time, I will give you a call back if I don't receive it in 3 business days.
And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready, sir.
Is it... It's telling me you're only giving me $24.98 back.
Yes, but that's half of the $49 for the month of January, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna get the whole February.
Yes, sir.
It does. I don't have an email for February though.
Well, you should be getting it within 24 hours, sir. Between now and 24 hours.
Ma'am, I just got this. He just told me and sent. Me, so is there a way you can send it to me like he did, because I see my first order number.
And so the way that the first one was done, the first one was considered a void. The other one was a manual refund. So the duration of the emails they vary between time frames. A void and a refund email, the time frames as to when the customer receives it is different.
Okay, so thank you for your time. You know, in 3 days, if it'll be three to five business days,
sir.
I give it 5 business days and then I give you a call back. And your name was what again? I'm sorry.
It's Ivy.
Ivy. Okay. Thank you for all your help, Miss Ivy.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, sir.
All right, you too.